Your foundation's dug in Zion. Your house is built in Sodom. And you wonder why the walls keep falling down. You have submitted all your plans. But
hi there. This is Duncan Bauer from Johannesburg, South Africa, and I welcome you to my podcast about the XK journey. If you have ended up here, you have probably spent many hours obsessing about your sexuality, and you've struggled with your urges and have come to the conclusion that it is a hard journey. In this podcast, I will try to give you some of the reality around this subject, being a struggler myself, and so what I say may not always be what you want to hear. I have to say up front that I do not think that it is biblical to try and reconcile a lifestyle of active homosexuality with the Bible. In my view, one has to distort the scriptures and perform exegetical gymnastics to achieve this. But the overwhelming evidence for this is that God never uses the homosexual model to describe anything. He always defaults to the heterosexual model, which, if we are to understand him correctly, is a reflection of himself. Male and female he created them, as referred to in Genesis 1 verse 27. Paul refers to another amazing scripture, which is mentioned in Genesis 2 verse 24, when woman is created out of man, when he describes the relationship between Christ and the church. Ephesians 5 verse 31 and 32 reads, "For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh. This is a profound mystery, but I am talking about Christ and the church." So, if you can persevere with me on this basis and hear what I have both learned and experienced, I welcome you to this podcast and hope you will benefit from it. This is Duncan Bauer from Johannesburg, South Africa, saying cheers and keep focused on him.
Just let me see if I'm getting this right. Your foundation is dug in Zion. Your house is built in Sodom. And you wonder why your